Everyone enjoys a good time, and a good time online is even better. At KingTractorPress.com, fans of comic books, webcomics, and graphic novels have been having a blast since 2006. The home of new webcomics like sci-fi thriller Gene Gardens and the humor-laden Daddy's Girls, KingTractorPress.com offers online fun for distinguished audiences. And when you visit KingTractorPress.com, be sure to check out King Tractor's Five and Dime, where you can get buttons, pens, toys, and lots of other cool stuff. Visit KingTractorPress.com today.
You're listening to the Webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com.
Hello and welcome to episode, we don't know what it is, but this is the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com, a part of the Webcast Beacon Network, covered in promoting creativity and the creative process since 2007. Webcomics, comic books, news, tropes, and web fiction at webcastbeacon.com. Hopefully soon-ish to be combined with Webcomic Z into a brand new site. Follow me on Twitter, hashtag WCBNZ, for more information for those who are interested. This is an EP episode of the Webcomic Beacon, pre-recorded in advance for the summer of 2012, for when we are at conventions or just on vacation. I'm Fess of ArgerComic.com, and with me, Mark Savory of AutumnLake.com.
Hello.
And for this particular episode, we have Serge from 13thchild.net. Welcome.
Hey, everybody. Hi.
Yes. A person who of which is kindly sharing his reviews with Webcomic Z. So keep track of, both websites for his contributions, which I gladly thank you for.
No problem. My pleasure.
Actually, I think you're the first person who's been submitting not webcomic reviews, so it's expanding.
Yeah, I have a bunch of graphic novels here. Need an excuse to read them. As good as any.
All right, so 13th Child, what is that?
Well, it's a story I began a long time ago, and basically have just reworked it over and over again. So I actually finished the first chapter and then completely scrapped it and started over again, just to make it a bit clearer. It's the first time I did it. A lot of story elements were planned, like 10 chapters in the future, to which characters were referring to it, making everything just muddled and confused and it went on too long. It was just kind of a mess. So it's now starting over again. It's a sci-fi story, pretty much. And the details are just coming out in the comic right now. We're still in the exposition stage. Mm-hmm. But it involves a mysterious guy. He has a mask. It's a neat mask. Running around some corporations, some pharmaceutical corporations. There's some shadowy figures and talk of this conspiracy. But my goal is to have a cohesive story put together in the first chapter instead of the fifth chapter.
So you restarted the comic.
Yeah. Yeah, I had like a year's worth of work. I believe 62 pages for the first couple chapters and then scrapped them because it was just going too slow. It was getting confused. Let me think how big the cast was at the first part. There was like three prongs of the story, and I think I had a cast of maybe like 15 people without really going anywhere. So now it's trimmed down. The main cast of this story is about 5 people, you know, so a lot of people just were cut, at the moment at least. And the storyline is pretty much just one solid strut, so it's much easier to follow now.
Okay. When I was doing my comic, and I think I was at like page in the 30s, where I was contemplating if I should restart because I did a lot of bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't bring myself to it. It's like, I already have 30 pages. I'll fill in all the stuff that I missed. Because I didn't write any sort of story beforehand. Were you sort of like just kind of composing the story as you're going on?
See, the funny thing is, I was writing a whole bunch of comics through these like, you know, very different settings and very different ideas, way long ago. Like, I mean, you know, when I got the idea for 13th Child, that was about 2006, I think, and that's actually when I began work on it. But I figured out a way to tie every single of my stories together, and then came up with the idea of doing them all pretty much simultaneously, having the story branch off, so that would be more of like a network of comics connected by a main storyline on a website. So just taking advantage of the website idea. That was the idea way back when. Ended up being a bit too ambitious, at least because of what I was going to do. When 13th Child really got going, it was when I was in grad school, which is, to say the least, time-consuming. So, I wasn't able to get too many pages up on a regular basis. I was able to get about, like, once a week. So it was moving very, very slowly. Mm-hmm. Too slowly for that kind of plan. Like, back when I was in high school, yeah, I could do that kind of thing. But
yeah.
Time's different. Which is what made restarting a lot easier. It was going such a slow rate that even though I had 62 pages, I had like a year to look back and go, I only got 62 pages out of that year. So I restarted just like a couple months ago. I believe this restart date was in April. I'm already in the 20s, I think, as far as pages are concerned. So it's moving faster. It's basically streamlined.
You were able to condense some things down, or?
Yeah, well, basically just editing, trimming mm-hmm. some stuff. Using my exposition more intelligently. Instead of having pages just dedicated to subtlety, like, you know, characters just kind of looking at something to express some mystery to the plot, I'm now working on shoehorning that into exposition, having, you know, characters ask a certain question or a certain character respond a certain way, where a reader who's paying attention go, well, why'd they say that? And you know, get the same effect. So in other words, good writing. I'm focusing on good writing.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I gotta ask.
Sure.
Because I see your name is Sergio J. A. Regno III.
Yeah, it's like a drum roll.
So not only do you have what is it? Not only do you have a number, you're a junior, but you also have a second middle name.
Yep.
Where does this hearken from, if I may ask?
I was born with it. I don't know.
I don't think that was his choice.
Yeah. It's like there's two. There's two in line, so you know.
Well, it's like there's a lineage here. You come from like a long line of artists or.
Nah, there's no one else in my family who draws at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's also another comic that you've started to basically become the artist for.
Yeah, I'm the artist for Lightbringer by Louis Lavag. He also known as Linkara in the popular culture.
Yep, from Top of the Fourth Wall, where bad comics burn.
Yep.
We've had him on the show actually twice. The second time, I didn't realize I had him on the show first time because I had him on as Linkara. And what, you know, so I was like, wait a minute, you're the same person. So that was kind of funny. He actually is local. I met him at a convention called SpringCon a few weeks ago. And I talked to him a bit about his current storyline and helped him film some stuff. So that was kind of cool. And he mentioned that he had somebody else drawing his comic, and I said, "Yeah, I got him to do some contributions for Webcomic Z." So I was like, So you came up in conversation.
Yeah, that's always cool. I always like coming up in conversation.
There you go.
Makes me feel important.
Hooray!
Yeah, I knew Linkar ways back when we were both new at Comic Genesis, which was like, man, it must have been like 2005, 2004, somewhere like that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a different comic back then. That was a, you know.
Ooh, tell us.
It was one of those video game comics, the ones that's dime a dozen on the web, which is actually something I want to end as soon as I began it. And if you, like, if you're reading it back then, you could tell. Because
was it a sprite comic?
Almost every comic was me going, this is going to be the last one. And then that's when a fan base would actually come out of the woodworks to go, hey, you shouldn't do that. Which I actually got two people when I announced that I was going to reboot 13 Child said the same thing, but it's much better now. It's much better now. And also that other comic was pretty bad. It was pretty bad.
Is it still there?
It's gnerds.comicgenesis.com. That's what it was called. There's also a link to it on my 13 Child page. Part of the design for 13 Child is that I have a whole bunch of mini comics and condensed stories. The original idea was to weave them into the main plot, but that's not the case anymore. But they're still up on there, which is part of the reason why I justify calling it 13child.net. On that site, I have the best of GNerds with best of in quotation marks. That's why I would recommend looking through if you want to read GNerds 2000. It's not good. Just come right out and say it.
I'm looking back and the art's not... doesn't look all that bad, really. I mean,
well, I appreciate that.
I mean, I can certainly tell where your style has gone, and I can still see your style in the older comics. But it's not like I was hoping for some really good bad art, but you know, the shame that basically almost all artists have as far as old work. But,
There's a couple shameful pieces I have. One I'm in the middle of getting online called Deluge is my first put together graphic novel, which I'm told by everybody who reads it is good, but I'm constantly nitpicking it. Namely, I think it's way too text heavy, which is a problem that Genius 2000 started to develop. After, I think, like, the 100 point, I wanted to become highbrow with the humor in GNerds 2000. So, you know, they all became pretentious in my eyes. This is part of the reason why I don't like them, you know. I mean, there's some good slapstick, but after a while, it's just lots of words, and there's a punchline hidden in there somewhere.
I'm still learning the strips like that.
Become a graphic blog, is basically.
Right.
Yeah. So, let's see here. So how did you, let's go back to the Lightbringer. How did you, come to be the artist on this? Did you approach him or did he approach you?
No, I approached him. I keep up with, all the people I talk to at, Comic Genesis, and, I was visiting Lightbringer, and, after a while I just noticed it wasn't updating, found out that the artist he had complications in his family, and something came up. So I basically sent Linkara a message saying I was willing to do the artwork for him. And a little while later, he got back to me, and that's how we started working. So simple as that.
But there we go.
Yep.
I gotta talk to him again and say, hey, you gotta get the site redone. Maybe move off of Comic Genesis, but.
Comic Genesis is nice. It's where we both got our start, mm-hmm. and it's good for a lot of experience. Anybody who's aspiring to do webcomics, I recommend they start there, just so they get a feel of the discipline that you need, can get some good feedback. It was really good for feedback, at least when I started. Mm-hmm. It's sort of now, the forums have kind of gone the way of the Wild West, but, you know. It's good. It's good experience.
Do you still keep up on the forums at Comic Genesis? Since
every
you...
now and again, I'm not. I used to be there a lot more often than I am now.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I still try to visit them.
Yeah, there's a few of the old school communities that are still chugging along, and you know, I would still say Drunk Duck is one of those where you got like a lot of people that have been there forever that really. love the community and are so much a part of the community. And Comic Genesis is also another one of those old school comic places where you got a strong community. And so, I don't know. It kind of feels like going back in time a little bit to talk about, oh, Comic Genesis. I totally remember.
Reunion.
Yeah.
That's always how I describe it too. You know, like a high school going back, like an alumni.
Oh, okay, wow. Oh, wow. Now I'm thinking about high school.
It's no, gross don't point do that. Blank.
Oh, it Sorry. Wasn't my fault. It's not my fault. Okay, so let's go over your typical process for actually creating a page.
Oh, sure. Which one? Lightbringer?
Let's start with 13th
Child, Action Hacks.
let's start with 13th Child and then go to Lightbringer.
Okay. Well, 13th Child, I start off by storyboarding a whole bunch of things. The thing that makes 13th Child move faster is that I take a piece of Bristol board. I typically buy them in sheets of 9x12. Mm-hmm. Cut that in half, and that's the page I work with. It lets me go faster, and also it's a way of me, like, it's kind of like stapling one stomach, you know? It forces me. I know that's a gruesome metaphor, but it forces me to write smaller scenes and make things move fast, you know? That's kind of what I wanted to force myself to do. So I'm more conscious of it now, and it's been working out really well. So, yeah. I go by those dimensions. So first I get a sketchbook. I thumbnail a whole bunch of pages, namely a chapter. Write a whole chapter out in thumbnail. Then, you know, draw it out, ink it. I don't want to, like, reiterate what most people say on when you ask this question. You know, just blue pencil, scan it. I use a program called the Graphical Image Manipulation Program, or GIMP. Which is basically like an open source Photoshop. If anyone's poor out there like me, go for that. I've been using that since the get-go. It's great.
I know some people will bring up a GIMP, and I remember trying to use it back in the day until I got a copy of Photoshop 7.1. But I actually own CS5 5 right now, but so I'm all legal here. So you got that all put together and such. Just to harken back to 13th Child, So you go through and you thumbnail essentially a chapter at a time. Do you have a written out script, or is this all sort of in your head and then you sort of compose as you're drawing the thumbnails?
It's interesting because every comic I have, and I have a bunch that I'm working on simultaneously, I approach a different way. For 13th Child, yeah, I start with thumbnails. This is how it worked for me. It's a fast moving story. And I really just need to outline the conflicts of each set of chapters and then storyboard from there. I'm working on a book right now called Radical Empathy. And that one I write out in several stages. Write out ideas, then outline it, then script it, then script an individual page, then storyboard it. I'm taking that one very meticulously. Mm. And there's another... a comic I was doing on 13th Child. It was like a little hiatus I had to do because of some technical problems, called Action Hat, which is about exactly what it sounds like. It's about a hat. That one was done very simply, and I didn't even storyboard that or write anything. I just kind of just went to town on it. Action Hat is all done in black and white. The story, the gags are really simple. It's just a hat. Put in some like action situations. He has a partner. That's essentially Clint Eastwood. So, you know, there'd be a situation where like, there'd be an alley and there'd be like a criminal in the alley and the partner would yell out the hat, like, Action Hat, you have to shoot that criminal. And then the hat would just sit there and stationary for a couple panels and he'd go, you're right, Action Hat. We can't kill anybody. It's not right. And that would be the end of the comic. That would be the punchline, like, every single time. So, you know, it's simple to do. So I'd just go at it. I'd wait until, like, 3 in the morning where I'm really tired and having, like, ideas like that. And
Man's got to know his limitations.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Man's got to know.
Okay.
That one, that's really good for, that was really good mini comic fodder, too.
So how does a typical page go for Lightbringer, since you're clearly getting the script from somebody else?
Yep. So what happens is Link Hara sends me scripts. He tends to go a bunch at a time. So I got the rest of the current chapter we're working on. Let me try to remember now. Well, I mean, I did 13 pages so far. So I think today is number 13. I just finished one. And I got one more to go, so like say 14 pages. So he sent me 14 pages worth of script. And the way he writes it out is you know, your traditional means of writing out you know, a comic script, where he'll have you know, he'll write it out panel by panel, describe what's going on in the panel, and then I'm free to compose it how I want and take care of the finer details, like the finer little aspects of the character's expressions and whatnot. I storyboard it first, then I draw it up, send it to him. He's typically cool with whatever I send. The only time we had to make really big revisions was for some reason. there's like a page, and it's up on Lightbringer right now. Mm-hmm. A page where one of the characters is at like a funeral, and apparently I never been to a funeral, and didn't feel like looking one up, I guess, because I gave her a dress that was like sleeveless and just didn't really make sense for a funeral. I had like the black part down. I had that down. But he sends me back. He's like, I don't think anyone wears to a funeral. I'm like, you're right. And then I like give her a scarf. He's like, that's not what I'm going for. So that was really the only issue.
Well, yeah, you know, I've seen such things like that in funerals and in movies, but it's very purposely done to be not appropriate. let's see here. Mark, do you have any other questions for our guest?
Oh, I think we've covered it.
Well, okay, then.
That, yeah, we... I think you asked all the questions I had. Oh, gee.
Well, all right. Oh, you have a Tumblr.
I do have a Tumblr. Just throw some stuff up there. I'm trying to get illustrations more frequently up.
Yeah.
But 13th Child is going to have it's going to be coming to the end of its current chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a really cool action sequence in plan. Mm. And then the storyline's pretty much going to rock it. I mean, there's a little exposition going on right now. I've just finished the last page of exposition, so that's going to kick up. So it's going to be fast and exciting after that. Lightbringer is just about done, so you can expect to by time anyone hears this, is probably going to be going again.
Cool.
And I'm proud of the work that we did there.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully I'll have the Radical Empathy book done. That's good too. That one's a superhero comic. There's a guy in a mask running around in 13th Child, but it's not really a superhero comic. I tend not to write those. But this one is one I was pretty happy with. Came up with a female superhero. There's tons of pictures of her on my Tumblr. I draw her a lot. Basically, I came up with this idea of a superhero character who's a God/love metaphor. And the storylines just really like jump off of that. So they're good. I'm proud of the symbolism in there. They're pretty deep, if you ask me. And I really like the way I take a spin on things don't unfold like your typical superhero comic. So.
That's cool.
If you're interested in, you know, heroes, but like you want to see a different take on that, keep your eyes on Radical Empathy. Is good. And Action Hat is awesome, so you should look at Action Hat.
you have to get me a link to Action Hat. I tried typing it in and I didn't.
You can get to it right now. I'm in the middle of building its website, but it's still reachable on 13child.net. If you look on the left side of the screen, there's like an archive right now. or a breakdown, and there'll be a 13th Child proto, which is you can still get to the first chapters of 13th Child to take a look at them if you feel like it for some reason. And then there's 13th Child Chapter 1, but you also see Action Hat, the Adventures of Action Hat in the middle of that.
Oh, there so it is. Now, gotcha. Yeah.
Yep. For now, you can get there. All those are assembled in a mini comic right now. If you ever see me anywhere, I'll probably have a bunch of those giving them out, called Big Trouble and Little Everywhere. Right? Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, I was really proud of that.
Awesome. So that brings us to the end of this EP. Once again, we got Surge from not the soda from 13thchild.net. And also, don't forget to check out his review contributions at Webcomic Z or on his blog, of course. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. It was great.
And this has been Fess of ArgerComic.com.
And this is Mark of AutumnLake.com.